We know Geelong came to town yesterday and beat Port Adelaide, Roo, last night. However, there's another part to this story. They couldn't actually get out last night. Yeah. They were fogged in.
That's right. They had to get a charter plane to get out before the curfew, but that's right. They got fogged in. So where did they stay?
Well, the rumour is they slept in the change rooms at the Adelaide Oval, which I find extraordinary.
This is not a country football trip.
Let's find out more. Their superstar, Paddy Dangerfield's on the line. Good morning, Paddy.
Good morning, boys.
Did you sleep in the change room?
We wanted to stay in the change rooms because that's the only way that we could have had a few beers together last night.
Yeah.
So we were up for that.
Right.
Unfortunately, we weren't allowed back into those rooms and we ended up being ushered to the Ibis in town.
Ah.
And we're now waiting in our rooms to be escorted down to the bus and then onto our beautiful chartered plane, which I think is one of the first planes ever built.
Have you looked out the window? There's a fair bit of fog out there now. You might be back to the Ibis again.
Rupert, this is not the sort of plane that the people like yourself and that sort of company spend time in. It's not at the upper echelon of air travel.
Has the pilot, is he indoors? Has he got those goggles on from he used to wear from the 1950s or 1900s or whatever?
You laugh, but I'll send you a text message now of exactly what our pilot looked like.
Oh, no. is his name Boggles or Biggles? Or?
is no word of a lie. He looked like Maverick out of Top Gun.
if you see him out the front trying to throw the propeller around quickly to start it, I'd be worried. I'd be very concerned.
He had the window open before we got there.
Oh, no. You're probably having a dart. Oh, you've just sent me the picture. You've sent me the picture, yes. Very Maverick. Very. And Joel Selwood's staring at him like, you're not flying our plane, are you? But, hey, what were some of the most ridiculous or strictest sort of rules or protocols you had to follow from SA Health just to get this game underway? Is there any that stand out, Danger?
Oh, it wasn't so much like we just understood what it was. We're lucky enough that we were able to actually fly in and the plan was to obviously fly out in itself anyway. So
I wish you hadn't flown in.
We appreciated that, no end. The strange part is obviously getting to the ground at about 1 o'clock and Jez is strange as it is, but he spent a good 4 hours under a table. And
who's this? Jeremy Cameron.
And Izzy, for all the running he does game day, he would have bowled 40 overs, I reckon.
What, you're playing in the net?
Started. We were in where the nets are. So it was a strange old day, but in a way, it's one of those situations where this brings everyone closer together. You have a bit of a laugh about the situation you're in, and then, when it's time to crack on, it's time to get busy.
It's amazing what your body can do. Still side bottom, sat in a beanbag for, you reckon, 3 hours before the Crows game the week before and they won. So maybe this is a trick for sides flying in to do because both sides flying in have won, Danger.
Yeah, we have, but God, I hope not, Luke.
And not a bad effort to get a bloke like Jeremy Cameron into your football club. Gee, he was on fire last night.
Yeah, he was. He really, really adds to the dynamic we've got down there. And obviously, Hawke's been a champion for a long period of time. We're seeing Gary Rowan play the best footy of his career. And in the unheralded sort of half-forwards that don't get much kudos with the work that a Luke Dalhouse does off-ball, up and down the ground, it is quite something to behold once you sort of review and watch the game in rewind and from behind the goals vision. And
I got you on to tell us where you slept last night. You're making me sick now.
It's just about to slit his wrist, mate. So thanks for joining us, Danger. Fly back to Melbourne. Look, good luck with Maverick, the pilot, and hopefully that plane can at least get across the border.
Pleasure, guys.
Good on you, mate.
Thanks for joining us.
Paddy Dangerfield, one of the superstars of the competition.